now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, and this week we talk to David Pierce, the author of a book all about one of my favourite TV shows, Bewitched. Got news on a couple of departures from the world, and a quick reminder too, we've set up a trending topic of Cocktail Nation for Twitter. So if you follow us on Twitter, when you do post something about Cocktail Nation, simply put in hashtag Cocktail Nation and people can join in the conversation. Right now, brand new music from Melody Gardot. This is called Mirror on the Cocktail Nation.
The felicidad that I hold in my heart is a pretty good start for us too. And if in the world there were only tristes, I would find happiness in the blues. Mira, look at what you do to me. Mira, look at all the fantasy. Mira, this is such a lovely way to please. In all that I've seen, all the love that I need is the love that reminds me of you. In every smile is a trace of the joy that I feel like a sweet morning dew. Mira, look at what you do to me. Mira, look at all the fantasy. Mira, this is such a lovely way to please. This is such a lovely way to be something. Cada día que creo ser, te recuerdo, habrá un momento de encontrarte y volver a besarte para darte un regalo perfecto. Delirio de sentirte en mis brazos, recreando los momentos pasados en el cuarto de un hotel estrellado, donde fuimos un regalo divino, un regalo divino, un regalo divino, un regalo divino, un regalo divino.
The Cocktail Nation, thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Your gown swears
hurricanes and our souls in a serpent blaze. If we sin, he couldn't take. Dressed by heels of devil's coronets, and sailing right over your head. Maybe it's the shroud of death. Oh, la rojesta caro, black petticoat mama. Oh, la rojesta caro. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Kip Cooper, one from the latest Jimmy Vargas album, Los Angeles and Staccato. Tonight, talking to the author of the Bewitched history book, David Pierce. Tell us, David, how did you get into all things Bewitched?
Well, I've been watching Bewitched ever since I can remember. I used to come home from kindergarten in the afternoon and my mom would be watching it. And so I just watched with her and I hate to use the word spellbound, but I was spellbound by Elizabeth Montgomery, and I loved all the magic that was going on.
Now, you would have been watching it, I gather, as a rerun, or were you watching the originals?
I was watching as a rerun because I was born 4 years after the original run.
Wow. It's been an incredible show. I mean, I like you, would definitely be coming home as a kid watching the show. And even today, I mean, it's still being rerun here in Sydney. It's rerun on a channel called Go every afternoon at about 5 o'clock, which is probably around the time I used to watch it as a kid. Why has it been one of those shows that's just stuck around for the last 50 years that people still love? What is its magic?
I think the magic of Bewitched is the fact that it tells like a kind of a really old love story, but in modern times, or at least in the 60s modern times, that there was a mortal man that fell in love with and married a witch that was not supposed to happen, but it did, and they made it work.
You know, I think the other part of it too was having a mother-in-law like Endora for many men probably was a little bit too close to the truth, except for the magic bit.
Right, I think everybody can relate to the witch of a mother-in-law, Erin, most specifically.
Derwood. What is amazing about this show is it's not only the fact that it's being rerun today, and it has been for the last 40-odd years, is that it was an incredible popular show, but it had a very, very long run itself. Something like, how many episodes? 254, was it?
Yeah, 254 episodes over the course of 8 seasons. It has more episodes than MASH does, and MASH was on for 11 seasons.
That's incredible. What was the success of its longevity? Did it get massive ratings at the time?
Yeah, Bewitched was number 2, just behind Bonanza, the first season, and then it consistently remained in the top 10 for at least the first 5 seasons, and then I think people just still watched it, but as time went on, television was moving more towards reality-based shows like All in the Family and things like that. But I think that had it been given a chance, because it was put against the Carol Burnett show, I think it would have went on longer, and it was supposed to go on longer.
We even went through, during this time, change of cast as well, because Darren changed, didn't he?
Right. He began as Dick York, and then turned into Dick Sargent in season 6.
And there's always been lots of jokes about as if we wouldn't notice that they've changed,
right.
Even though the fella's name is Dick. What happened there? What was the story? Why was there a change of cast? Was there anything interesting behind this?
Oh, very interesting. Dick York was in a movie with, I can't remember his name now. It's called They Came to Cordova. Gary Cooper, that's mm-hmm. who it was. In 1959, and he and some other men were supposed to be lifting a rail car off the rail tracks, and he didn't hear the director yell cut when they were supposed to let it down, and so he bore the brunt of the weight on his back and wrenched his spine.
Ooh.
And so after that, he was on pain pills and became quite addicted to them, and through the course of the series, he missed 13 episodes, and so his very last episode, he collapsed on the set and was taken to the emergency room, and Bill Asher asked him if he wanted to continue or not, and he said that he'd like to go.
And what ended up with him? What was the rest of his career like? Did he ever work again? Or probably not, I suppose.
He made some guest appearances, like on shows like Simon and Simon, but he developed emphysema, and Dick York in his later years was all about. He didn't make any money off of Bewitched, surprisingly and sadly enough. So he was all about making life better for the homeless people. And his point of view was that he should give a homeless person a sandwich instead of money, because they need to eat. And that way they can you know, get the strength to carry on and, you know, find work.
Yeah. Who is the more famous Darren, Dick York or Dick Sargent, do you think?
Well, it definitely was Dick York, and I think it's only because he was the first Darren, and people don't like change, like we all know. But in watching the series and having a critical eye about it, Dick Sargent really gets, he doesn't get the credit he deserves. He was really funny, and in person, though I never met him, but I've heard about him, he was a really nice man, and he and Elizabeth Montgomery got along really well, even up until close to the end of their lives. He was the Grand Marshal at the Gay Pride Parade in Los Angeles in 1992, and she was his co-marshal, and so that was a really neat thing to see them together towards the end of their lives.
One of my favorite characters that was in the show was Sabrina, the naughty sister. of Samantha
Serena, her cousin.
Cousin, I should say, yes. That she was a very interesting character. I imagine Elizabeth Montgomery probably enjoyed playing her because she got to be the not-so-wholesome gal.
Right. Elizabeth came up with the character Serena because she wanted to be kind of naughty like Samantha wasn't. Mm. And a couple years ago, I met William Asher, who was Elizabeth's third husband and also the director and the producer on the show. And I asked him if their children knew that their mother was Serena when she was on the screen, and he said no. And he also said that when Liz was dressed up like Serena, that he would take her out on the town.
Let's talk about Tabitha. What was the story behind her? Because she was a cute little kid. Did she go on to have a
woman.
Career? Yeah, she'd be a woman. Did she ever go on to have an acting career, and how did it start for her?
Well, she got the show. I believe she was cast on her second birthday, and it was Erin Murphy and her twin sister Diane, because children could not work more than about a half an hour a day, so did they have twins. And then as the show progressed, Erin, her looks mirrored Elizabeth's quite a bunch, and so she took over the role. And after Bewitched, she got out of acting and she got into the Girl Scouts, and then she's been doing a lot of stuff lately, like in reality. She was on Hulk Hogan Celebrity Wrestling, and she does commercials for various products. And she's a mother of six children of her own, and she actually ended up marrying a man named Darren.
That's incredible. We are talking to David Pierce, the author of the Bewitched History book. Back shortly, we're going to be talking about how the book all came about. Meantime, Dave Brubeck and that old black magic on the Cocteau Nation.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts its ride, and down I go. Round and round I go, like a leaf caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. Cause you're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. Every time your lips meet mine, darling, down, down I go. Round and round I go. In a spin, loving a spin on it. Under that old black magic car. Thank you.
created for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down and down I go, round and round and round I go, in a spin, love in a spin, spin, under that old black magic called love, under that old black magic called love.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too if each scheme with your dream done fell through. Was a time I was the only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. So lonely was I gay till today. Now she's gone and we're through. Am I blue? Was a time I was the only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. So lonely was I gay till today. Now she's gone and we're through. Am I blue? Am I blue? Am I blue? I'm so blue.
Cocktail Nation. Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
Cocktail Nation with Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon. Tonight we're talking to the author of the Bewitched history book, David Pearce. Now, this book is all about some interesting trivia that you're not going to find anywhere else. How did the book all come about?
Yeah, I wanted to actually write a book that, and I actually never really intended to write a book. I just would post weekly on the Harpy's Bazaar website, which is devoted to Bewitched. I would post weekly on the anniversary, the 40th anniversary of each episode, and just write like a little synopsis and then my review of it and any trivia I knew. And then as the years went on, people asked if I was going to write a book, and I decided I would. And so I wanted to write a book that I personally, as a Bewitched fan, would have wanted to see in the stores, and I got exactly what I want.
What's your favorite episode of Bewitched? Have you got a particular one that you just go, yeah, I could watch this over and over again, it's my favorite?
Oh, definitely. That would be from the fourth season, called Allergic to Macedonian Dodo Birds. And in this one, Endora loses her powers mysteriously, and they get transferred to Aunt Clara, who was never good at her witchcraft on the show. And it's hilarious.
The final episode of Bewitched. Now, I've watched so many episodes, and I vaguely recall that episode that you're talking about, you just mentioned. But I cannot for the life of me remember the last episode. I remember the first, but I don't remember the last.
Yeah, well, the switch kind of puttered out at the end. The last season was made up of more than half of the episodes were remakes of earlier episodes, and the last episode was no exception. It was called The Truth, Nothing But the Truth, So Help Me Sam, and it was a remake of a second season episode where Endora brings an object in that makes mortals tell the truth. And so the last episode pretty much followed word for word the second season script. And they were supposed to come back for a ninth season, but Elizabeth was done playing Samantha, and so she said she wasn't going to come back. And so nobody really knew that they were going to quit.
And what happened to Elizabeth Montgomery in future years?
She became the TV movie queen. She was starting over 20 television movies, highly rated ones at that. One of the most famous, I think, is The Legend of Lizzie Borden, about the accused axe murderer from Massachusetts. And that's also one of my favorite TV movies of hers, because she totally plays the very opposite of Samantha.
Right. as an actress, do you rate her as an actress, or?
I think she's a great actress, especially when you see her on her rare television interviews, or especially when she was on the game show Password, where you got to see her essentially as she is. And Liz was very shy and held back, but when she was on screen or even on the stage, it seemed like she knew how to become a different person. So a lot of people say that what he saw in Samantha was exactly Elizabeth.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a fascinating book. The Omnidirectional Three-Dimensional Vectoring Paper Printed Omnibus for Bewitched Analysis by David Pearce, the Bewitched History Book, available through BearManorMedia.com.
It's available on Amazon.com, and also it's available on the Kindle on Amazon, and actually right now it's number one book on the Hot 100 new releases on Kindle.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations. Wonderful book. And for all fans of the 1960s, particularly because it's Bewitched is, I suppose, a little bit like I Dream of Jeannie, in that you get a real view of what life was like back then. And, of course, the cultural references are always fantastic as well. So the Bewitched History Book might be one that you might like to grab, and you can find out more information about that through BearManorMedia.com. David, wonderful to talk to you. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us tonight.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Here's the title track of Bewitched, as sung by Peggy Lee on the Cocktail Nation.
Bewitched, bewitched, you've got me in your spell. Bewitched, bewitched, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. Bewitched, bewitched, one thing is for sure, that stuff you pitch just hasn't got a cure. Was under lock and key, somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad to be bewitched, bewitched.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Music.
Way down among Brazilians, coca leaves grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra vials to fill. They've got an awful lot of cocaine in Brazil. You can't get baking soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of cocaine in Brazil. No tea, no vodka, orange juice, no LSD, no potato juice, 'cause the planters down in San Ysidro say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of snorting a lot of, and with only a rolled up $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of cocaine in Brazil. We'll be right back. she's hooked up to a respirator. You thought she was only on the pill. Why you would kiss her if she'd only just sit still? And when your ham and eggs need savor, cocaine ketchup gives them flavor. Cocaine pickles way outsell the dill. Why they put cocaine in the cocaine in Brazil? No tea, no vodka orange juice, no LSD, no potato juice. 'Cause the planters down in San Ezor say no, no, no. So you add to the local color, serving cocaine on a platter. Cutting lines doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
The Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, Mark Copeland, and the Coffee Song. News this week that George Lindsay, who made a TV career as the grinning service station attendant named Goober on the Andy Griffith Show, and Hee Haws, passed away. He's 83. He was the beanie-wearing Goober on the Andy Griffith Show from 64 through to 68, and its successor, Maybury RFD, from 1968 to 71. He played the same jovial character on Hee Haw from 71 until it went out of production in 1993. Now, he joined the Andy Griffith Show in 1964 when Jim Nabors, portraying Gomer Pyle, left the program. Goober Pyle had been mentioned as Gomer's cousin, who replaced him. Although he was best known as Goober, Lindsay had other roles during a long TV career. Early, he was a heavy and once shot Matt Dillon in Gunsmoke. His other TV credits include roles on MASH, The Wonderful World of Disney, Chips, The Glen Campbell Good Time Hour, The Real McCoys, Rifleman, The Alfred Hitchcock Hour, Twilight Zone, and Love American Style. Time to take a look at the world of swank now. Coming up May 26th, Ding Dong Devils are at the Tonga Hut Tiki Lounge on Victory Boulevard in Hollywood. May 27th, the 22-piece Esquivel Big Band playing at the Levitt Pavilion in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Easy Lounge, first Thursday of the month with DJ Tom LG. This is over at Lakeshore Avenue in Oakland. June 3, the International Tiki Market is taking place at Donda Beachcomber, Hidden Village and High Chief's Room. Every Tuesday night in New York City, it's Primitiva in Hi-Fi at PKNY 49 Essex Street. And Tales from the Tiki Lounge, July 6th with Brad Parker at La Luz de Jesus Gallery on Hollywood Boulevard. Of course, all of the gigs that are on across the world, we do put them up on our World of Swank gig guide on the website, cocktailnation.net. Maybe you have got a band, or perhaps you're a DJ, or maybe you're an author releasing a book, or an artist releasing some paintings at a gallery. Let us know by emailing thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Right now, one from the brand new album from Grace Knight. Many of us would know her from the Eurogliders, and she's had a fantastic jazz career over the last 20 odd years. The new album, which has just been released, is called Keep Cool Fool, and here's one of the tracks called Am I Blue on the Cocktail Nation. Blue.
time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lonely was I gay till today.
This is the Cocktail Nation Music.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
Crazy world, full of crazy contradictions, like a child. First you drive me wild, and then you win my heart with your wicked art. 1 minute tender, gentle, then sentimental, like a summer storm. Just when I believe your heart's getting warmer, like a fool, try to cope, try to hang on to hope. Crazy world, every day the same old roller coaster ride, but I've got my pride. I won't give in, even though I know I'll pride, I won't give in.
The Cocktail Nation in Sydney Lounger, Janet Seidel in Crazy World. Hi to listener Stephen Salmon in the UK, who wrote to me. He says, "Dear Coop, just want to say how much I enjoy the podcast and thank you for pointing me in the direction of so many great artists and tracks. I just bought Sunday Combo's album and I love it. I'd also like to be able to download and buy the Halford Jet set, but he wasn't able to find it. Here's the link that you need. It's www.lastfm/music/Halford+jet+set. You know, this week we lost a legendary writer and actor by the name of Digby Wolfe, who died after a short battle with cancer. He was actually a major fixture in the Australian entertainment scene in the 50s and 60s. He lived in a little place called Whale Beach, just north of Sydney. He was born in Britain in 1929 before coming to work. Worked with legendary comedy kings, Ronnie Corbett and Charles Hawtrey. During his time in Australia, he hosted a variety of shows like Review 61 and Review 62 and worked with Irish comedian Dave Allen during his frequent Australian tours. We're going to do a special on him next week here at the Cocktail Nation, so make sure you catch that show. We'll find out more about that man. Meantime, I'm going to leave you with Angie Hubbard and Peel Me a Grape. Stay hip.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow, start me a smoke, talk to me nice, you gotta wine me and dine me, don't try to fool me, be true to me, either amuse me or lose me, I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Pop me a cork, French me a fry, crack me a nut, bring a bowl full of bonbons, chill me some wine, keep standing by, just entertain me, champagne me, show me you love me, kid, love me, best way to cheer me, cashmere me, I'm getting hungry, agreeable chap, love me and leave me in luxury's lap, hop when I hover, skip when I snap, when I say do it, jump to it, send up for scotch, boil me a crown, cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals, just hang around, pick up the town, devil I think, just make me, polar bear bug me, don't bug me new, fire burn me, you hurt me, I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape, slowly.